An historic vote may begin in the House of Representatives this hour to decide if the Republican-led overhaul of the healthcare system passes or fails. That's according to White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. But of course, the White House does not control the House schedule, and that may be true of the bill as well. It's not clear if Trump arm-twisting got enough votes to pass it. At his daily briefing, Spicer seemed to acknowledge the challenge ahead.
There's no question, in my mind at least, that the president and the team here have left everything on the field. We have called every member that had a question or a concern, tried to the extent possible, take into consideration ideas that would strengthen the bill, and it's now going to be up to the members of the House to decide.
Joining us now, NPR's lead political editor, Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there.
And so Sean Spicer is saying the president left everything on the field. That's a sports analogy usually used by the losing team. But Donald Trump has surprised people before. So what do you think? I mean, where does this bill stand?
Well, you can leave everything on the field and still win, you know, but it did have a ring of past tense for sure. It was not something that the body language was not positive. You know, I mean, Spicer tried to say that there's still the chance, there's still the possibility. We know that that Vice President Mike Pence was meeting with some key members of the Freedom Caucus on Capitol Hill to try one last effort to try to get them on board. But right now, things don't look good for this Republican bill. The bill looks to be in jeopardy. You've had some key moderate defections, and you've had some Republicans who are hardliners of the Freedom Caucus say that they're still not going to vote for this bill. Yeah. Paul Ryan met with President Trump at the White House and may have been telling him the difficulties that are involved with this bill. The body language has not been good from anyone on his team or any of the likely players who usually whip this stuff.
Yeah, whip is the word because they know. They know what the votes are. They've whipped them up to count. Well, moments ago, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich tweeted, "Why would you vote on a bill that is at 17% approval?" That's a reference to yesterday's Quinnipiac poll, which showed just that, just 17% approval. Gingrich went on to say, "Have we forgotten everything Reagan taught us?" So messages coming to Trump from outside the Oval Office as well. What's Gingrich trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gingrich has tried to play something of a Trump translator sometimes. But, you know, that bill did have 60% approval among Republicans. And what we're looking at here is Republicans trying to pass a bill with Republicans only. So Democrats are not on board with this. They're going to let Republicans have to try to do it. Republicans can lose up to 22 members to pass the bill. But right now they're close, but they're not quite there.
Yeah. Well, what about how we came to this point? Senator Rand Paul, another, you know, he's not a fan of Donald Trump's. And he says this is a move out of Trump's book on negotiating, The Art of the Deal. The claim in the book was you just get up from the table and you walk away, kind of cowboy style. But many have said that doesn't translate to Washington.
Yeah, it's very difficult to translate that to business deals when, you know, business deals rather to governing. You know, it's easy to campaign on that kind of sloganeering, but then when you really have to put that in practice, it can be difficult. You know, Sean Spicer today at the White House said that this is not a dictatorship. You can't make people vote. And that's exactly right. You know, the people have different ideas. They have different reasons for voting, different political levers. This is the first major test of Donald Trump's presidency when it comes to legislating, when it comes to working with Paul Ryan. And we're already seeing indications of the spin happening before the vote even takes place, that Donald Trump would have preferred to have started on tax reform rather than health care. You're seeing people on Capitol Hill start to point fingers at the White House. That kind of thing never makes for positive outcome usually. Yeah. So that is a complication and difficulty, and that business acumen doesn't always translate to governing.
But Donald Trump did say to Republicans, you vote for the Republican plan or you are stuck with Obamacare. We're moving on. Is that serious? Is that just a threat? I mean, even some Democrats, Bill Clinton famously was critical during the campaign of an aspect of Obamacare, that, you know, some of the costs that were rising. There was a sense that it had to be fixed. Is this really it?
Well, look, the chips, he basically put his chips all in on this and, you know, basically used the biggest lever that he has to say, you know, vote. This is your only chance. This is the ultimatum here. And if it fails, that is a huge failure and has exposed Donald Trump, perhaps is not the great negotiator as he has hyped himself to be. And that could spell some problems for legislation coming down the road.
Well, but I'm saying, and by the way, if it passes, a huge victory. And,
absolutely,
you know, much like his election, one a lot of people didn't see coming. But is there another possibility for Republicans to step up and say, or for Democrats to step up and say, here's a bill? Let's, you know, are you saying that that's not going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a chance, but if Trump is saying move on to tax reform, to something that can unify Republicans, unless there's some way to get those, you know, 22, 24 Republicans on board, or some way to reach out to Democrats and see Republicans willing to do that, then this thing is be starting from ground zero.
Well, and we understand there's a frantic race for votes right now. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
Thank you.